Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shifting Gears Podcast. I am your host, Justin LaRocque. I am the marketing manager here at Spectrum Automotive Holdings, and this podcast is presented by Spectrum Automotive Holdings. We're really excited. As always, we discuss all sorts of things automotive related, everything from reinsurance, women in automotive, F&I best practices, and so much more. And today we are going to be talking careers in automotive. So if whether you're new to the industry, just trying to get in, or maybe you've been in the industry for 30 plus years, I think that a lot of the things that will be discussed here today can be for you. So we'll be bringing in our good friend and special guest, Jeff Liebler. He is the Divisional Vice President of the Eastern Region for APC, also known as Automotive Product Consultants. Jeff, welcome aboard. We really appreciate your time, man. How you doing today?
Welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Things are going very well.
Good. So I know the topic generally is going to be, you know, wanting to know more about your career and how you got to where you are today. But before we get into all that, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and also APC?
Okay. Well, starting with APC, we do the follow-up program for dealers so that they can combat those people you see on TV every single night trying to steal their customers. And we try to work through agents who have relationships in the stores to bring the program to them. We think it's very valuable. There's no cost associated with it. And it's fun to present it.
Love it. And how long have you been in the automotive business for?
Too long, 40 years All worth. Right. Right. Started on the retail side. I was actually an aspiring golfer. I was in the PGA apprentice program. Thought I was going to try to be a club pro. I was making $11,000 a year and working 60 hours. And I had a brother who had just bought into a car dealership. And he's like, well, I got something you can make more money with working those same kind of an hour. So he kind of sucked me in the car business. And 40 years later, I'm still here.
Wow. What a journey.
It's been.
Yeah. Well, let's get into this because I'm curious. And let me remind our listeners, if you want to get in touch with Jeff, you can find all his information in the description below. You can also find the website link to APC if you want to learn more about that as well. And I'm sure we'll dive a little deeper into that later here in the episode. So Jeff, let me start off with the first question here. When did you first get into the automotive industry and why this industry? I know you just mentioned a little bit about your brother pulling into, but I guess what more kind of kept you here along the way?
Well, nobody wakes up saying, I want to go into the car business when they're young. We're usually refugees from somewhere else. Right. So I was about to graduate college with a business degree. The idea of participating in a family business that could hopefully feed me well through my life was certainly one of the reasons my brother convinced me to come in. I started as a parts driver. He wanted me to experience the business from every side. So I delivered parts in downtown Newark and had to collect on bills starting off. Then I moved to the service desk where I saw unhappy customers walking in whose cars were broken. Then I moved to sales, the sales side of it, and then worked myself basically sitting at every seat in the store. And it's an infectious business. Once you get into it, it's dynamic every day. And we were building an auto empire. We started with one store, and over time we turned that into seven franchises.
Wow.
So it was very dynamic, very challenging. And if you do it well, you can ascend in the automotive industry making more money quicker than if you come out of college, start at a company, and go through all of the steps there. It enables you to kind of get outside of that slow growth, and you can kind of jump ahead of maybe some of your people that are graduating at the same time as you.
Sure. So I'm always interested because, like, I always wonder if, you know, everyone that's in the car business today, I always wonder, like, did they just grow up and they're just obsessed with cars, or like they loved cars? But it seems for you that wasn't necessarily the case, that you didn't have some obsession over cars themselves.
No, he gave me the opportunity to buy a bigger and bigger piece of the organization. So I looked at it as a long-term investment that I'd be able to support my family and own something at the end of it.
You know,
being a business owner, not just working for somebody else.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So as you were getting started, I mean, do you have any mentors that you may have looked up to or even now to this day that you look up to that's in your career, throughout this time?
Yeah, along the way, you pick up lots of things. I can remember my first sales manager when I would try to get a customer who had terrible credit approved, and I wanted to be able to deliver a car to them, and I would keep grinding and grinding and trying to find another way. And the first thing he taught me was, sometimes you just got to say no and find another prospect. And that's kind of something that I've carried through even what I'm doing now. You can only beat your head against the wall so much.
Right.
I learned from my brother that sometimes you've got to be a little bit daring, go outside the box in order to close a deal, show some personality. I can remember a middle-aged woman who challenged my brother that she would take the car if he would moon her on the showroom floor. And he pulled his pants down and he mooned her.
No way.
But the lesson from that is do things outside the box sometimes, and it'll lead to some great results. And that's still true today, although I don't pull my pants down.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that one yet. I love that. I mean, so obviously it seems, you've had several going out throughout your career and clearly has stuck to you and made an impression on you. So, did you want to
add? No, there was one other one that just came to mind. I had it, my first rep from Lincoln. Lincoln was our first franchise, Lincoln Mercury back then. And he came in and as I was transitioning from sales, we were going into a recession. And my brother made me a selling manager where I was managing people on the floor as well as selling myself.
Oh.
And the organizational side of it, I was not that strong with. And this rep came in and he looked at my desk and he's like, listen, here's rule number one, touch a piece of paper once, get it to its ultimate destination and move on. And that organizationally stayed with me, you know, all these years too.
Yeah, yeah, wow, love that. So you mentioned you were working in a dealership. What positions did you work within the dealership along the way, like even just starting off?
Like I said, I was everything from a parts driver to a service writer to a salesman to a selling manager.
Yeah. So you worked your way.
To a GM. Yeah, I saw all the seats. And I think, you know, when you ask me later about people coming into this business, I think it's important to experience all sides of it. Because when you think about a car dealership, it's really three separate businesses. There's a sales division, that's one set of people. There's a service division, which is basically servicing customers and taking complaints. And then there's a parts division, which is also a different mindset of people. And especially if you're gonna manage in this business, that's a lot of different personalities.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. Well, how did you make this transition going from the dealership side to where you're at now on APC side, where you're helping dealers and them grow their business?
So unfortunately, 30 years into feeling like we had really were building something, 2008 happened. And that financial crisis caused a lot of businesses to go under. We didn't go under, but we were put in a position where we needed to sell. So we did. And now I was looking at a scenario where 30 years in, and looking at three children and 12 straight years of college lining up, I had to go back to the starting gate and basically walked out with not a lot.
Wow.
So that was a pretty big challenge. I needed to have income at the time, and someone that I knew was in the process of buying three stores that were also distressed and said, why don't you come and help me try to turn these around? And I grinded for another 8 or 9 years helping him try to turn those around, which was not an easy prospect. So I was pretty much worn out with retail, and it's a very cash sensitive business. You have to have a lot of cash sitting in the business in order to handle the flow of selling cars and paying them off with your whoever has your floor plan. So the grind pretty much got to me.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate in that the CEO of Spectrum was someone that I had met early in my career, hadn't talked to him in a very long time. And we got together on a golf course one day by chance. And he told me about what Spectrum does, and they were buying companies and needed some leadership positions. And he thought I might be attuned to that and offered me a job. And I raised my hand and said, yeah, let me do that.
Wow. great how opportunities can kind of come out of nowhere and work your way as you're going through some.
You never know when you're going to cycle back around with people that you've met along the way.
Yeah, yeah, and especially as you're going through this grind of, you know, the 8, 10, 9 years after, even after, you know, leaving retail, again, adding to your journey must have been, you know, a grind, which I think back to, I know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, being a golfer and things like that, I know that that also can be considered a grind in many ways, so.
The other thing that contributed to my joining Spectrum and APC was all my kids had gone through college. I had crossed that bridge at least.
Yeah.
So now I could start thinking about, you know, what would I like to do in the industry that's fun.
Right, right. So the timing kind of worked out perfectly too.
At that point, yes.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Finally. So, I mean, I know you're a passionate guy, and especially when it comes to the automotive business. My question for you is, what drives you to keep going every day? Why do you get up and do what you do each and every day?
Well, I think once this business gets in your blood, it stays in your blood. And if you talk to people who've been in the auto industry and look at their resumes, a lot of times they leave, try real estate, try other things. Somehow they find their way back to this business.
Yep.
Because if you're good at what you do, there's always an income that you can make from it. There's no age limit. You got to retire. Thank God,
right.
at an older age. You know, as George Foreman said, if you can sell, you'll never starve.
Yeah.
And I'm driven to that. And I think it helps that what I'm doing now, I have a passion for, because having been associated with 10 different franchises over time, all those dealers that I know, to be able to bring them something that's free, that can drive revenue and help them keep their customers, it's easy to be passionate about helping them and informing them, because I never knew about what I'm presenting now when I was a dealer.
Right, right. Yeah, now that you're on the other side, you kind of can recognize the different things that you didn't know or didn't know you didn't know from that side, and you can, you know, kind of recognize that in other dealers.
Part of that is because being a dealer or a general manager is a daily grind.
Yeah.
You have so many things in front of you that you can tend to have blinders on, just getting through every day, and you don't always see the other opportunities that are there because you just don't have time or brain power to do it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and as you mentioned, like all the different departments along the way, managing all those, I can only imagine. Well, so my next question is, what is one of the biggest challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome that challenge?
Well, being forced to go back to square one when you had 12 straight years of college lining up with three kids and you wanted them to all have the college experience.
Yeah.
And where am I going to find this money? I can remember sitting in my son, who was the first one, in a meeting when he was a junior in high school, and they had you calculate what your number was that it was going to cost you to get your kid through college. Mm. And I think our estimate came in at about $375,000 then, and it turned out to be more like a little over $500,000 by the time you were done. So I think that was the biggest challenge.
Oh, man.
Is feeling like with all the time that I was not at home because I was working the car business, I wanted the payoff to be that my kids got what they needed and got to experience the going away to college experience.
Yep.
And I think at the end of the day, they appreciated and saw what I did. So the payoff was they're all out on time, graduating with honors, and all have all of the attributes that you would hope for.
Yeah, I love that. And as we're talking about, you know, new people coming into the industry and I'm sure dealing with their own setbacks in many ways, I guess a question I have for you, as we wrap this up here, is advice that you might have for someone new that just might be getting into the business. You know, is there anything that you recommend them, whether they are on the retail side or the other side of things, I guess either way diving into it, is there anything you'd say to them?
I don't think you can come in this business and be effective unless you've spent some time in retail.
Yeah.
Because you learn about people. You know, 1 year in the car business where you're talking to the general public walking in the door, you see all the different scenarios of how you try to sell a vehicle. But the same thing is you see all the different personality types and what it takes to connect to them. So I would advise someone, spend some time in retail.
Yeah.
You usually pay your dues in any industry. That's the way I think you pay your dues in this industry. And once you understand that side of it, you become much more equipped if you're going to, let's say, go to the agent side of it, to know what that dealer is dealing with every day so that you know how to help him.
Right.
But I still think it's a dynamic business that I would recommend to anybody who has personality, who doesn't mind hearing no, because you're going to hear a lot of that.
Yeah.
But if you can connect with people and you can accept the fact that you're going to get a lot of no's, you have the ability to make, to grow your income exponentially more than just taking some of the traditional routes.
Love that. It's great advice. And for, again, someone who might be as listening and getting familiar even with a company such as yours, APC, could you just share a little bit more detail as to how
Sure.
APC works exactly? And
Sure. So we know that customers who have a vehicle, when it does not have warranty coverage anymore or service contract coverage, they tend to look for a cheaper place to fix their car. The average car on the road now is over 12 years old. So there's more and more of those cars driving around without coverage. COVID exacerbated that, made people keep their cars longer. So people who maybe didn't think they needed coverage because they leased a vehicle are thinking about it now because they're keeping the cars longer. We want to help the dealer keep those customers in coverage, because if they're in coverage, they'll keep coming to his service department. That drives parts and service revenue, makes them available to be traded out of that car down the road, which feeds their used car lot. So if a dealer's interested in not just selling a car, but servicing it and keeping that customer in to buy here, service it here, buy here again, I think our program is a linchpin to that, because what we do is we're able to look at all the people that he does business with that don't have coverage, that are eligible for it, and offer it to them in the dealer's name, which drives them back to the store or to us to sell it for the dealer. There's no cost to it. It's basically free advertising for him. And we can show a dealer our results every single month, not only on how many contracts we sold for him, but how many cars he sold that we drove that customer in because they were at a decision-making moment and the choice became buy another car.
Wow.
So we're kind of, I think, a linchpin to every department in the store's profitability. And dealers should be tired of surrendering their customers to those folks on TV or the robocallers.
Yeah.
So we're offering them a solution, you know, to keep their customers in.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. And again, I want to remind everybody listening, you know, if you want to learn more, go to APC's website. The information's in the description below. Of course, you can reach out to Jeff as well, and his information's in the description as well. Jeff, I appreciate your time. A few last questions here. You have any events coming up, any trade shows that people might find you at?
Yes, we'll be at an agent summit that's going to be in October in New Orleans. We're available to meet with you and talk about the program, show you how it works. We like to help an agent actually present to the dealers and train the dealers, so it's pretty much turnkey. Please come see us.
Perfect. And where can people find you? Are you online, social media?
Well, thanks to you years ago, Justin, who told me all about LinkedIn. That's become my virtual cocktail party, so I'm all over LinkedIn.
Love it. Yeah, and I see you there all the time posting some really great stuff. So, yeah, as you said, I think that's probably one of the easiest ways to get in touch with you right now. If anybody here listening wants to reach out, they could you know, hit you up over there.
Please do.
So, Jeff, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. We'll have to do this again, maybe bring up some other topics and go down a different road. But this was awesome just to hear a little bit more about your history, getting through the automotive industry, your career. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And there you have it, folks. Another Shifting Gears podcast in the books. Huge thanks to Jeff Liebler from APC. Really appreciate his time, and I hope that you did as well. If you are looking to get in touch with Jeff, make sure you do so. His information is in the description below. Definitely reach out to him. And if you're looking to reach out to me, you can find me on LinkedIn, and also my information is in the description below as well. So we appreciate everybody's time, and until next time, we will catch you on the next episode.